We could see distant smoke. The smoke got closer. We prepared even more. It was a mixture of a very severe grass fire, and then it came along the gully where the Diamond Creek runs, where it got into the huge trees. At that stage, we were fighting it on sort of two different fronts with a fire pump and, of all things, mops and buckets. We had a wind change at that point, and it took it across the hill opposite our property, and then it rushed up the hill to King Lake. And we understand that the fire took approximately 45 minutes to get from Kilmore to King Lake. And I think we finally finished at about 10 o'clock that night. And it was exhausting and terrifying, and I can't begin to describe to you the noise and the heat and the smoke. We're actually sharing a property with a friend at the moment. We were just waiting to start building a home on 100 acres of bush.
And, I mean, have you lost possessions? I mean, you said that you're waiting to build a house on this property. Had building work begun?
We had two containers on the property. We had two shipping containers, which were full of our household goods. So everything from furniture to baby photographs to memorabilia of, you know, 30 years of married life and three children. So it's all gone. The shipping containers, one of them exploded, the doors flung open, and the other one, although the doors were closed, the whole thing was buckled and twisted, and there's just nothing left inside. I was holding out a vain hope until about 4 o'clock this afternoon that there might be something inside, but there's nothing. It's just ash.
So, I mean, have you got anything left?
Well, I've got myself, I've got my beloved husband, I've got my three wonderful children, two sofas, a bed and a table. But, you know, we've got each other, and we're so lucky because we've lost friends. There are families around here who, well, everybody's died. There are only 20 properties remaining in St. Andrew, in North St. Andrews and Strathewen, which is another township nearby. And I think the total death toll for Strathewen and St. Andrews and King Lake is around, I think it's around between 60 and 70 people.
And these are people who you knew?
We knew some of them, indeed, yes.
And, yeah. I mean, do you know what happened to them? Did they just get caught on their properties with no escape?
It's been a combination of things. Some people, they died trying to escape from the fire. They got into their vehicles and tried to drive out. It's difficult to describe how thick the smoke is and what is littering the roads. We have a lot of very narrow dirt roads in this area. And they died in their cars, which must have been horrendous. Other people died on their properties as a result of maybe the roof collapsing or just oxygen deprivation. Other people died trying to escape on foot. We have a lot of disaster identification teams out here at the moment. We've got many roads closed to allow the teams to do their work.
And what made you decide to stay and defend your friend's property rather than go somewhere safer?
We took a very conscious decision to do so. We have an organisation here, I guess you've heard all about them on the news, the Country Fire Authority. And so we'd taken a lot of that advice on board in terms of suitable clothing and equipment. The area around both of the houses, both houses are very close together. The area around them is clear. It's very short grass. And we felt that we had a good chance of defending the properties. And even at the sort of height of the fire, you should be able to go into your property, allow the fire to go over, and then go out again and pick up on, you know, areas that are still burning. We managed to stay outside the whole time. And, I think we were lucky, and I think we were prepared and we didn't panic, but we were very lucky. I do believe that.
And how long did it take from you first seeing the flames to you know, your containers being burnt?
Our property, the 100 acres, is at the top of the road, and the first we were aware was a huge plume of smoke up towards the top corner. The smoke was obviously drifting towards us, and we began to see flames, and then it raced down the paddock and the gully. I can tell you that it took about a minute to go from one end of the property here to the other, and this property, I think, is about 5 acres in size. An overwhelming feature of this particular fire, that it was the speed with which it descended on these communities. It was, even if people had been incredibly well prepared, for some people who were in very deep bush, I don't honestly think some of them stood a chance, especially if they were trying to flee.
This suspected arson attacks, is there rumours of that in your area?
Oh, absolutely, yes. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, we had an arson attack here on our road. There was a small fire set behind some water tanks. The CFA have a number of tanks throughout the district that they use to fill up their fire tenders, and somebody set a fire behind them. It took 6 fire trucks to put this fire out. A vehicle was sighted. It has been known that there has been a fire bug, particularly in this area, and yeah, there are rumours that this is the case again, and I can't imagine what these people are thinking. It staggers me. I think Kevin Rudd has described it as mass murder, and he's quite right in that.
Before you moved to the area, were you aware that it carried such a high fire risk?
Yes, we were aware of the fire risk. However, this fire is, I think, it's the worst in Australian history. There have been extremely bad bushfires through this area before. It's a calculated risk that you take. And for us, it was outweighed by the absolute beauty and idyllic nature of the country here. We were very fortunate to purchase 100 acres of almost pristine bush. It had a covenant on it that meant that it could never be developed, never be subdivided and built on. And it was our undertaking to continue to protect that piece of land and nurture it so that, you know, the fauna and flora there would survive. And now it looks like a moonscape. It's incredible.
And is the plan still on? Or is it just too soon?
Madly enough, yes, it is. I did have a moment where I looked at it and I thought I would just wanted to walk away. But I feel such a strong sense of connection to this place that I can't do that. And so, yeah, we will build our house and live there and be prepared for whatever may come our way. Hopefully nothing ever like this again.